大地新年到哎，
大地回春迎着新年到，
欢迎大地回春，
枝头朵朵花如锦，
人也层层草如茵，
草如茵，
给子归来寻旧巢，
寻旧巢，
双双你
Hi everyone, welcome to Sound of Furen. I'm Li Tong from G1221. Last Saturday is Chinese New Year. There are a number of activities in Singapore. Today, let's talk about these interesting activities. In Singapore, Chinese New Year festivities finally come back after 2 years restriction due to the pandemic. The festival is themed Leaping into the Prosperous Year of Rabbit,to signify a year of rebirth, resurrection, and vitality. The first activity is the largest annual Chinese New Year ceremony in Singapore, River Hongbao, which is Singapore's most spectacular activity as well. River Hongbao is held on Garden Spider Bay. People who go there can see the large lanterns in the garden, the gorgeous star of the festival,the dance of spring lantern set. Nestled within the dragonfly lake, the nearly 30-meter-long floating lantern is truly a sight to behold. This year, the lanterns have been infused with modern themes, ideas, and pop culture references. They turn the Garden Spider Bay into a magical garden, which is full of Chinese New Year atmosphere.In addition to lanterns, there is an exhibition of Chinese New Year greeting cards, which showcases Chinese New Year cards mainly from the 1950s to 1970s in Singapore. With the inclusion of diverse and interesting elements, these cards featured the vibrant scenes of a past Singapore and reflect social trends as well as Chinese traditions, culture, and values. As the greatest celebration during the Singapore Spring Festival, there are many shows for people from 20 January to 28 January. A host of entertainment programs are shown. People can enjoy dancing and musical performances by Chinese cultural troupes, Jitai singers, and very own Media Corp artists. Next to the River Hongbao, Gardens by the Bay pulls out all the stops every year with its Chinese showcase in the Flower Dome. This time, we presented a rabbit-themed display to spotlight the luckiest Chinese zodiac creatures. There are 100 rabbit mascots, which is played by volunteers who dressed up as rabbits. They welcome the tourists and lead them to the flower showcase. 100 rabbits play in a sea of flowers, which must be a very pretty sight. Well, come to rabbits. We have to talk about the Together Art Installation Exhibition. The Chinese pronunciation of rabbit is Tu. So the name of the exhibition is Together. It's held at the Singapore Chinese Cultural Center. This exhibition, people can learn about traditional costumes during the spring festivals, such as Manzhong. A lot of Singaporeans love this kind of entertainment during the holiday. The place full of the thickest New Year atmosphere must be Chinatown. Chinatown comes to life every year with lights and beautiful sculptures. For 2023, the celebrations returned to the streets after 2 years of virtual festivities. People stroll down New Bridge Road, South Bridge Road, Upper Cross Street, and Yung Tong Sen Street to admire vibrant doramas featuring colorful rabbit lanterns. On the 21st of January, Crete Square came to life with a countdown party, which was broadcasted live on Channel 8 at 10:30 p.m. In addition, throughout the month, people could check out the festive fair featuring 280 stalls and their festive goods, as well as weekly stage showed over 2 weekends at Crete Square. At the end of the program, here is a Chinese song called Hao Yue Lai. Hope good luck with throughout this coming year. Happy Chinese New Year for everyone.
everyone, this is Shu Huiming. Welcome to my English radio channel. As a festival which is most widely celebrated in China, and even in the whole East Asia, the Spring Festival has a history of thousands of years. With China's vast land and abundant resources, the customs and cultures of different regions are diverse, which contributes to many varieties in the New Year's Eve diner in the north and south of China. Today, let's talk about the difference between the northern and southern Chinese New Year dinner. Let's see if you prefer the New Year's Eve dinner in the south or that in the north. Let's take a look at our friends in the northern regions first. What kind of sumptuous dishes will they prepare on the New Year's Eve? Let's see if you prefer the New Year's Eve dinner in the south or that in the north. Let's take a look at our friends in the northern regions first. What kind of sumptuous dishes will they prepare on the New Year's Eve? On the New Year's Eve in the north, dumplings are an indispensable staple food. Eating dumplings is the homonym for making friends with the year old. In order to pray for auspiciousness, the dumplings on the New Year's Eve will also have different fillings such as coins, candies, peanuts, and dates. If you eat these special fillings, it means that you will have a good omen in the coming year. In addition, dumplings, meatballs, shredded pork with Beijing sauce, stewed chicken with mushrooms, pot-wrapped meat, fried telltale, jelly, and other meat dishes will also appear on the New Year's Eve dinner table in the north. After talking about New Year's Eve dinner in the north, let's focus on that in the south. The tarring in the sauce is low and there are sufficient water resources. Compared with the north, it will appear wetter. Besides, the crops in the south are mostly rice and grain plants. So, southerners prefer to have rice, glutinous rice balls, and some sweets. On the New Year's Eve dinner table in the south, there are basically whole chickens, fish, large pieces of meat, and seasonal vegetables. You can also have a variety of seafood near the sea. Compared with the north, there are more types of New Year's Eve dishes in the south, and the portions are correspondingly reduced. It took a lot of thought to set up the plates, which are exquisite and delicate with all kinds. The typical differences in the types and specific dishes of New Year's Eve dinner in the north and south are mentioned above. Whether you're from north or south, having New Year's Eve dinner is to gain fortune in the coming year. And it is also to remember the time when you get together with families and friends. The New Year's Eve dinner is in the most important dinner for Chinese people throughout the year. It is such a happy and harmonious thing for the whole family to gather together and sit around the dining table. Once again, I hope that students will remember that even if we're in another country, even if we're far away from home, we must not forget our family and friends. They will still wait for us during the Chinese New Year, bless us, and reserve seats for the Chinese New Year Eve dinner for us. Again, I wish you all a Happy New Year. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.
大街小巷，每个人的嘴里，
见面第一句话就是恭喜恭喜，
恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀，恭喜恭喜恭喜你。
冬天已到尽头，真是好的消息，
温暖的春风就要吹醒大地，
恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀。恭喜恭喜恭喜你！
恭喜你！ 到冰雪溶解，眼看梅花吐蕊，
漫漫长夜过去，听到一声鸡啼，
恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀，恭喜恭喜恭喜你，
经过多少困难，历经多少磨练，
多少心儿盼望，盼望春的消息，
恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀，恭喜恭喜恭喜你。
大街小巷，每个人的嘴里，
见面第一句话就是恭喜恭喜，
恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀，恭喜恭喜恭喜你，
冬天已到尽头，真是好的消息，
温暖的春风就要吹醒大地，
恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀，恭喜恭喜恭喜你，恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀，恭喜恭喜恭喜。